ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The Patriots do it again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Super excited.
Yeah, exactly.
Go Pats! Go Pats!
Fans in Boston and all over New England celebrating a sixth championship in the last 17 years. Fox's Matt Napolitano was at the Super Bowl, now joins us live from Atlanta.
Dave, Tom Brady, now the winningest player in Super Bowl history, earning his sixth ring last night as the New England Patriots defeated the LA Rams 13-3 in the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. Brady crediting his defense for guiding the Pats to a record-tying sixth Vince Lombardi trophy.
Fortunately, our defense really played the best game they have all season, and it was just an incredible win.
That Patriots defense holding the Rams to a Super Bowl record tying low for points en route to New England's second title in 3 years. Dave?
Mad Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is ignoring loud calls to resign over a photo from a 1984 medical school yearbook showing one man in blackface, another in a KKK robe. Northam initially said he was in the picture, then said it wasn't him.
The governor did admit to darkening his face while dressing as Michael Jackson for a dance contest the same year as the yearbook photo. Many figures within Northam's own party are calling for his resignation. From Virginia senators to the official state Democratic Party.
Fox's Garrett Tenney in Richmond. There are pieces of airplanes scattered for four blocks in Yorba Linda, California neighborhood after a small plane broke apart in mid-flight. Some of the debris hit a house, sparked a fire. Five people were killed.
One is the pilot, a male. Four were in the residence, two males and two females.
Orange County Sheriff's Lieutenant Corey Martino. The special U.S. envoy for North Korea met with South Korea's national security advisor today, discussing President Trump's second summit with Kim Jong-un later this month.
I like him. I get along with him great. We have a fantastic chemistry. We have had tremendous correspondence that some people have seen and can't even believe it.
The president told CBS Face the Nation he believes North Korea will give up nuclear weapons. The director of national intelligence last week said he didn't think that'll happen. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump, before the Super Bowl, also defended his plans to withdraw troops from Afghanistan and Syria, despite some of his fellow Republicans opposing that in a resolution the Senate passed last week. And he stood firm on funding for a border wall, something Democrats in Congress keep refusing as bipartisan negotiations continue.
On CBS Face the Nation, President Trump says nothing is out of bounds, even another shutdown.
I don't like to take things off the table. It's that alternative. It's national emergency. It's other things.
The president called House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rigid in her opposition to a border wall and labels her actions bad for the country.
She knows that you need a barrier. She knows that we need border security. She wanted to win a political point. I happen to think it's very bad politics because basically she wants open borders.
Speaker Pelosi's office responded to the CBS interview saying the president's criticisms of the speaker are wild and predictable and won't increase border security. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
An MMA fighter suspected in two murders escaped police custody yesterday in Texas, running from a van at a McDonald's. 9 hours later, Cedric Marks was found
hiding in a trash can. The suspect surrendered without incident.
On Conroe, Police Chief Jeff Christie. Is El Chapo guilty? A jury will start to consider that today in New York City after the accused Mexican drug lord's trial that lasted more than a month.
Jurors are expected to begin considering evidence against Joaquin El Chapo Guzman following closing arguments last week. A prosecutor called the evidence against Guzman overwhelming, while his lawyer told jurors the government's case against his client is, quote, a fantasy. The jury has heard witness testimony for the last 12 weeks. Guzman is facing drug and murder conspiracy charges. He could spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures not moving much, so it could be a quiet start to the trading week at the opening bell in about 90 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good morning. Monday, day after the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that coming up. The news now brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them in their new location, 217 South Neal. In downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana police are investigating two shootings that happened overnight Saturday into Sunday morning. The News Gazette says officers were called to a gas station in the 2100 block of East University Avenue about 11:51 p.m. Saturday for a shooting. A 20-year-old Rantoul man was injured. No word on suspects. At 4:46 a.m. Sunday, police were called out to the 700 block of East Green Street. They found evidence of shots fired. No arrests have been made as of Sunday afternoon. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District has confirmed a second measles case. Authorities have released the dates and times where the infected person was spending time. If you're not sure if you've been fully vaccinated, contact your health care provider. Health officials are especially concerned about infants who have not been vaccinated. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsizing due to their children leaving to start their own family, all the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County lender ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. With two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. Hard to believe on Wednesday we were at 18 below zero, and today we are starting our day at 49 and up to 67. Chance of showers at 60%. Winds will pick up to 25 miles per hour. 25, our low tonight with decrease in the clouds. High 40 tomorrow, down to around 35, 90% chance of rain late, 60% shot at showers on Wednesday's forecast, high 48, back up into the 60s again Thursday with an 80% chance of precipitation. Right now, overcast and 49, ESPN 93.5.
All right, Super Bowl 53 in the books, and we'll talk about some of the commercials with an advertising expert at the bottom of the hour. But frankly, nothing really popped for me on the advertising, because I like watching all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing for me was the 100th NFL anniversary.
I like those.
That was hilarious with all the former superstars.
Right, grabbing the cake, and then the football was kind of toppling everywhere, and that stimulated a impromptu game at that reception.
Yeah, no, that was well done with a lot of big names, a lot of Hall of Famers.
Right.
A lot of fun. And I thought the Alexa at the end of the game was probably the best one, about all the things Alexa can do and all the problems they've had with power outages.
Yes.
And Harrison Ford.
That's right.
And his dog ordering his own food. and the big truck showing up with big old pallets of food.
Uh-huh.
Harrison Ford says, I'm not talking to you.
Exactly.
Referring to his dog.
Uh-huh.
Because the dog ordered it with his new Alexa collar. Anyway, that was good.
Thing? I mean,
no,
okay.
It's just extrapolating what they can do. Alexa is some, hey, Alexa, what's the weather? And it talks to you.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of creepy in my house because Alexa starts talking without anybody asking.
And that was this conversation in my home watching the Super Bowl, as we don't want people listening in on our conversation.
They're listening in if you have a phone. All your conversations
I guess.
It's out there if somebody wanted it. There's no human listening, but it's being trapped. So anything you say, when you have a smartphone, there is a way to hear what you're saying.
I felt like there was a technological kind of robot feel to a lot of the commercials.
Yeah. And how disappointing for Budweiser. Hikes, you know, the Clydesdale and the dog, and then it went to windmills. What was that?
I don't know.
And then Turkish Airlines felt like a horror movie. I didn't get that either.
I know.
What was that about?
I don't know either.
It was like, I'm scared to fly on Turkish Airlines. Why would you advertise? And anyway, if you have any thoughts of what stood out to you, 359-2255 for Super Bowl 53. It started, I thought, incredibly well with 74-year-old Gladys Knight.
Oh, say can you see?
It was lovely.
By the dawn,
just elegant, commanding, and she didn't look 74.
So proudly we live at the twilight's last gleam.
And I didn't, I mean, I don't know about halftime stuff. I thought the guy, you know, he's obviously been doing his push-ups and a lot of those.
Adam Levine.
Yeah, Levine?
Is that Levine, his? Whatever. And Maroon 5.
I thought it was effective, the temporary rub-on tattoos that he covered his body in. They're not real, are they? I mean, I like the song, because Maroon 5 had a ton of hits.
It wasn't very exciting, but the outcome was awesome, so it's all okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Until the fourth, we were on the edge of our seats until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, the score was 3-3 going into the final.
I mean, to me,
the whole
thing was kind of mediocre.
It was a defensive game. It was, you know, I wasn't as into it, and I was honestly rooting for the Patriots because of the call that wasn't made against the Saints. I didn't think the Rams deserved it, and I fantasized about being in the locker room afterwards and asking the Rams players and coaches, do you think your lack of effort tonight was really because subliminally you knew you shouldn't have been there? And then I would be toward the back by the exit so I could run.
Right.
Because they would probably chase me.
Right.
And that would hurt. So anyway, it was
a little salty.
Well, it is a little tainted. And of course, the Times-Picayune in New Orleans says Super Bowl. What Super Bowl?
Right.
And they had a parade with the thousands.
Uh huh.
Thousands. I saw the tweet.
Nice.
A lot of people in New Orleans.
So many bars just airing the Puppy Bowl.
Yep. And we recorded the Puppy Bowl, and it sounds like that was a dandy. The Wolves beat the Roughs.
Okay.
59-51.
Yeah, I see.
So that looked really entertaining. So we'll go back and take a peek at that.
Very good.
Any thoughts on the Super Bowl? Feel free to chime in. Maybe there's a moment that I missed that kind of grabbed you. But for the most part, the commercials, you know, think about it. These are $5 million a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And T-Mobile did one per quarter, $20 million. The texting one, I think, was T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Sprint was on there. I like the Verizon first responders.
Yeah.
That was touching. I thought that was well done. Subtle, effective, emotional, really good. And a shout-out to the first responders, which is always appropriate.
That's right.
359-2255. You want to text us, 359-2255. Anything on the Super Bowl that caught your attention, advertising or game?
It looks like the Serena Williams Bumble and women empowerment kind of theme is trending also.
Okay.
So that was towards the beginning of the game.
I saw it. That was good. Yeah. I mean, yeah. But it just, you know, usually there's, I guess the ones I like are the Dorito funny ones. I didn't see any Dorito funnies.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one Dorito barbecue thing with a dancer, rapper, whatever that was.
Uh-huh.
Don't remember the Doritos always been really funny. And I didn't see I saw the M&M's one in the beginning, toward the first part of the game, where the woman is driving, and there's a lot of commotion in the back seat, and finally she stops and says, "You guys stop it or I'm going to eat you alive." And they're M&M's, and they're in the new chocolate bar in there. And they said, "I'd prefer you break us apart." Well, that was clever. But other than that, nothing popped. Your days are busy. Simplify your finances with the Busey Advantage. What is the Busey Advantage? Well, you can keep and manage all of your accounts in one spot. Five lines of business. They got the personal, mortgage, commercial, cash management, and wealth management. Busey's local, conveniently located near your home and office. Busey is a large network with more than 60 banking centers and 30,000 plus surcharge-free ATMs. Whether you're down the street or across the country, their online and mobile banking services allow you to carry your branch with you. And while in Asia, I used my UC debit card and worked beautifully. You're thinking, man, I'm in Shanghai and this thing's going to work. I'm punching the numbers and out comes the money. Put your trust in their history of strength and service. BUC has served the needs of our community for 150 years. Get the services and benefits you want and need from your bank. Benefit from the BUC Advantage today. Visit any BUC location, 800-67-BUC, or visit BUC.com for solutions to your personal business and wealth management needs. BUC, your dream, our promise, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. All right, we'll jump to our morning sports headlines at a quarter after 7.
Well, in case you missed it, everyone was chattering in Illini Nation on Saturday about the Illini win over Nebraska. Any comments about that?
Oh, good to win.
74-61.
It was causing Brad Underwood's hair to recede somewhat when we missed 6 free throws in a row at the end and just 9 of like 22 from the free throw line. Other than that, hey, it's a victory. And on we go to tomorrow night. I do have tickets to give away for the Michigan State battle tomorrow night.
It is an orange out, too, so make sure that you got your orange ready to go for that game. It should be great. The Illini women are in action against Maryland tonight. We are 1-9 on the season, 9-12 overall. They are 8-2 on the season, 19-2 overall. Game at 6:30 this evening. Last night in men's basketball, Purdue over Minnesota, 73-63. Indiana Pacers are at New Orleans tonight. Illini tennis women take a loss to Duke. They're number 4 in the nation. Ricky Fowler did well was it Scottsdale?
Yeah, it was in Phoenix. It was a big tournament in Phoenix, the Waste Management. And Ricky had a 5-shot lead. And what happened to him, if you watch golf and you know what happened, you're shaking your head going, wow, what a comeback, because he lost the 5-stroke lead and was behind.
Well, I know. It was 3 over par 74 yesterday.
Yeah, it was worse than that. So anyway, he hung in there and won and truly had been playing so well at that tournament. Anyway, Ricky Fowler wins yesterday in the PGA.
So we have kind of a summary of what happened in the Super Bowl yesterday with Matt Napolitano.
Tom Brady has been called the moniker the GOAT, the greatest of all time, and he keeps on cementing that with his 6th Super Bowl win of his career, making him the winningest player in Super Bowl history. As the New England Patriots came away victorious over the LA Rams in Super Bowl 53 on Sunday, 13-3. That combined 16 points, though, the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history, and the 3 points posted up by the Rams, that's the least amount from any team in the big game. Now the New England Patriots are tied for the most Super Bowl wins all time with the Pittsburgh Steelers at 6. Julian Edelman coming away with MVP honors. From Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Well, way too early predictions for next year as the New Orleans Saints beat the Houston Texans in the Super Bowl.
Is that right?
Favorite teams next year, Kansas City, they're the favorite, and then followed by the Saints, the Rams, the Patriots, of course, and I think the Chicago Bears are in the discussion.
Oh, really?
The Bears are supposed to be up there and in the thing, in it to win it kind of thing. They'll need Mitch Trubisky to kind of take that next step.
Okay.
But the Bears' defense is Super Bowl ready. They're that good.
That's right.
Chicago Bears are going to be good now, so that'll be fun. That's
Speaking of defense, Julian Edelman, 32-year-old, got the MVP. That's only happened to defenders.
He's 10 in 53
Super Bowls.
He's a receiver. He's offense.
Oh.
Julian Edelman is the number 11 guy with the bushy beard that caught all the passes. He was tremendous. And receivers do not win very often, but Julian Edelman certainly deserved it. Into the game, it's Tom Brady and Julian Edelman. He's not a very big guy. Big muscles, not very tall. Said, love you, bro. And then they said, love you, bro. No, I love you, bro. I love you, bro. That's pretty much the extent of Julian Edelman and Tom Brady last night of the game. I expect that Tom Brady said, it's been a great run, but I'm done. But he didn't say that. He plans to play on. Here you
That's
go with
right.
your ESV on 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 67, down to 24. We've got a wide range on the temperature today with things shifting. Winds as high as 25 miles per hour. 60% chance of showers. Up to 40 tomorrow, down to 35. 90% chance of rain late. 60% shot at showers with a high 48 Wednesday. 80% chance of rain Thursday with a high 63. Overcast at 49 now. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, if you have any thoughts about the Super Bowl, 359-2255. Our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr. She's over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group, LLC. .com. It's Monday, February 4, ESPN 93.5, 720 now in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox Business Network. There's a bankruptcy hearing for Sears Holdings today. Its chairman, Eddie Lampert, has a deal to save a smaller version of the company. However, not everyone believes in his plan. The Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which took over the pension obligation at Sears, is opposing the plan, believing it could put payments for retirees in jeopardy. The hearing could take days. Clorox is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter. It says sales were up 4%. It was helped by its cleaning business. Podcast company Gimlet Media could be sold. Music streaming service Spotify is said to be interested and could pay more than $200 million. Recode says Spotify wants to expand beyond music. Gimlet has been moving into TV production. The Dow was up 64 Friday, NASDAQ down 17. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Yeah, I would think that this would have been a good time for Tom Brady to say, you know what, I've been here, Michael Jordan this thing now, I've won six. I think that's good. I mean, I don't know. I thought he was okay. I thought the Rams defense just totally covered him for three quarters.
Yep, that's right.
And one drive, that was about it for the Patriots.
It was an interesting perspective, having kind of old versus young, with Bill Belichick being 66 and the Rams coach was like 33,
the youngest guy ever in the Super Bowl. And
right.
Now Bill Belichick is the oldest guy to ever win one at 66.
Right.
For Bill Belichick, I thought he was dang near animated afterwards.
We were able to move the ball. We just weren't able to score very many points. We couldn't sustain the drives and get them into the red area or get them into the end zone in the first three quarters. And, again, that's a credit to their defense. But, you know, it wasn't like we couldn't move the ball. We just weren't able to. But it didn't show up on the scoreboard. Yeah, team defense. I mean, there's no one guy that can stop the Rams. They got too many good players.
I mean, that's animated. For him, that's animated. Usually, Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
But that was like, and they dumped stuff on his head, and he was laughing.
Right.
And then Tom Brady, of course.
Yeah, we grinded it out. It was tough. They made every play tough tonight. I give them a lot of credit. Coach Phillips, all those players, they played really well on defense. Fortunately, our defense really played the best game they have all season. And it was just an incredible win.
Yeah, but the Patriots really good. And the thing about Jared Goff, the L.A. quarterback, is if you put pressure on him, he'll do stuff like throw it too fast. And his interception toward the end of the game was critical. They blitzed him. They saved the safety blitz for the end. And he threw a terrible ball, and it was intercepted. And that led to the final drive to get him the field goal to give him that 10-point margin of victory. But interestingly, with the six wins the Patriots have in the Super Bowl, that's their largest margin of victory, 13-3. 10 points is the largest margin. They've all been within six or seven.
Wow.
Always close. Well, the Patriots have three of the last five Super Bowls have been New England. I believe New England's been in four of the last five, too, so it's New England every year.
I know it.
And how does Boston and the L.A. area feel when the Dodgers lose to the Red Sox and now the Rams lose to New England? It's the only time in history World Series competitors and World Series and Super Bowl are the same.
Uh-huh.
It never happened to two cities like
and
that.
And I was mentioning the young versus old, and, you know, with Tom Brady being 41 and Jared Goff being 24, I mean, that's a huge experience difference, too.
Yeah, usually you have to follow the quarterbacks. If you look back, there's been a few quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls that haven't been superstars, but most of the time they're a Breeze, Brady, Manning kind of a feel. And Jared Goff's pretty young, good quarterback, but nothing like Brady. And again, I didn't think Brady was great. Thought it was good enough, but the defenses, you know, it's very unusual to have this kind of a low-scoring game in a Super Bowl. The lowest scoring first half of all time, it's never happened for three quarters that a team has not scored a touchdown. That's never happened.
Huh.
So it was slow on the offense, and the Patriots win. Okay, we'll talk about a few commercials that maybe caught your eye. We've got somebody who does this for a living coming up next. Track some of the commercials, the effectiveness. There was no wow for me. The NFL 100th anniversary was great. That was near halftime. And I like the Alexa. And I like the first responders. But there was no fabulous, oh, the puppies and the Clydesdale.
Right.
Nothing that will make me remember more than a few days. All right, Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. If you need a new appliance, maybe you're looking for that dishwasher or dryer or stovetop, refrigerator with the fancy ice maker. Dick Van Dyke's the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois, right here in Champaign, but they have locations in Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur as well. They offer discount pricing on quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, best selection of appliances in Central Illinois. They treat you like royalty, and you can get that famous Dick Van Dyke free 10-year protection plan. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you'll want to visit when remodeling some rooms in your home. Nothing like quality, incredible customer service, and affordable pricing. Check out the Champaign location. They're just south of I-74 on Neal Street. Or you can go online, start it that way, appliance-world.com. And that's all they do at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, appliance-world.com. Check your news coming up next, ESPN 93.5.
Ah, the month of love. And two men in a truck, they love helping you move. And it's easy. Get your accurate moving estimate using your smartphone. Call, text, or email a move specialist. They'll walk you through the process. No need to have someone come to your house. Do it using your mobile phone. Accurate estimate. Take a panoramic picture. Accurate estimate. Less time getting a moving estimate. More time for eating chocolate hearts. Visit twomenchampagne.com for your accurate moving estimate.
Here's one question that has no wrong answer. Are you going to choose the new Shell and Fuel Rewards card to be used at Shell stations, or the Shell and Fuel Rewards MasterCard that can be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted? With both, you save 10 cents per gallon, up to 20 gallons every time you fill up. And you also earn 10% rebates on your first $1,200 in non-fuel purchases per year at Shell stations. See? You can't go wrong with either. Visit www.shell.us/get rewards and apply today. At participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.
Going on now at Game Day Spirit Stores, get 20% off all orange apparel when you mention the Orange Out game at the counter. The Orange Out game is Tuesday night, February 5th at the State Farm Center. Illinois men's basketball plays Michigan State at 6 p.m., and the first 1,000 fans through the main doors will receive a free Orange Out t-shirt from Game Day Spirit. For more information about the Orange Out, visit the Facebook event and be ready for this all-out fan experience on February 5th, brought to you by Game Day Spirit.
As you age, it's important to begin downshifting from traditional high-impact exercises to low-impact workouts more within line with what your body needs now. For adults of all ages, low-impact taekwondo martial arts training builds strength, enhances flexibility, improves balance, and instills a new sense of confidence. For program details, visit an HMD Academy near you in Savoy, St. Joseph, Monticello, Gibson City, or Mahomet. And now for a limited time, new members will receive a free month's membership with the purchase of a new uniform. Call 352-3939 or visit HMDAcademy.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The New England Patriots win the Super Bowl, beating the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. It's a record sixth championship ring for quarterback Tom Brady.
They played really well on defense. Fortunately, our defense really played the best game they have all season. And it was just an incredible win.
It was the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. This is expected to be the busiest day ever for airport security, with more than 100,000 people in town for the game flying out of Atlanta. A small plane crashed into a house in Yorba Linda, California.
Five people, including the pilot, were killed. Two others were hurt. Elliot Simpson is with the NTSB and says the debris field is about four blocks long.
The main cabin of the airplane, along with one of the engines, came to rest at the bottom of a ravine in the backyard of somebody's house.
One house caught fire, which is where four of the victims died. A firefighter was also treated for a minor injury.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Chemical Maintenance Incorporated on Bloomington Road in Champaign, proud to provide all their current and future customers with an exceptional service department dedicated to solving problems. Ultimately, CMI's preventative maintenance department saves you time and money. They're your industrial equipment experts. All your janitorial supplies, locally owned and operated, Betsy and Brad Parks. Visit them online to learn more at cmiclean.com or call 359-6262.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. No injuries in a bathroom fire in Fisher on Sunday afternoon. There was a small fire. The homeowner had it out with an extinguisher. Firefighters were called out to the single-family home in the 200 block of Broadway Street a little after 5 p.m. yesterday. Walmart has introduced some new perks for employees. USA Today says Walmart is giving bonuses to employees with spotless attendance. Walmart says under the new policy, eligible hourly associates can earn an additional 25% on the quarterly cash bonuses they currently get based on store performance. Walmart employees can now earn up to 48 hours of paid time off per year to use when they are sick or have an unplanned absence. Absences covered by the paid time off will not hurt workers' attendance records. The new policy took effect this past Saturday. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. I was there Friday. I guess you were too.
Yes.
Well, you went to the pre-owned area.
Yes, I did.
And you and Mike found something you liked?
Yes, we awesome. Were real happy. We had been surfing online for weeks at drivechampagne.com.
Well, you looked other places. I mean, you looked around.
We did.
I mean, everybody does, and that's okay, but
that's
why
right.
did you buy there?
Because, and we texted in because we saw this vehicle on the lot. We were eating in Savoy over by the neighborhood. It said, you know, ask for Rocky when you come in.
Yeah.
And I did that, and Tommy West came up and served us. His wife is due to have a baby any day now. I might have already the weekend, actually. So very good stuff, just getting personal with Tommy, having that great experience of buying this new van. And it's new to us. It's actually a year older than the van I have.
Yeah, but you've always done that strategy. You don't pay for cars. You just buy cars and then drive cars.
That's right.
And the advantage here is, Mike, your husband can fix cars.
Yeah, he's a tinker.
That's huge. So, mm-hmm. An older car is okay if you know how to fix them.
And especially 150,000 miles less than what I'm driving
okay.
now.
Okay. Well, you got a new car, essentially.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, congratulations.
Thank you.
So your experience at Honda BMW was solid?
It sure was.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
I told the guys, I wish I had a Chef Boyardee can so I could drop it on the floor and crisscross applesauce
and
eat it.
Off the floor. It's one of them. Yeah. Honda BMW is so darn clean. Well, that's exciting. I'm happy. I can't wait to see it. Leather interior, too.
Yep.
Awesome.
We've been setting aside for this.
All right.
And so we just wrote the check. Dale
nice.
Was great to work with
nice.
And have it all paid for.
Nice.
Craig Fanning with a big handshake. So.
That's how you do it, my
mm-hmm.
friends. You write a check.
Exactly.
It's Honda BMW. I had a good experience Friday. You could, too. DriveChampagne.com, DriveChampagne.com. All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
60% shot at showers with a high 67 down to 24 this evening. Wow, we've got 40 degrees. We're moving here today.
Yeah.
I know that some people that have migraines, they're having problems with the barometric pressure
really?
And
okay.
all that within, you know, forecasts like today. High 40 tomorrow down to 37. 90% chance of showers late, and then a 60% chance of rain midweek, high 48, up to 63 again Thursday with an 80% shot at showers. Right now we're at 50. It's overcast. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, talked a lot about the Super Bowl. We do have the State of the Union tomorrow night. Donald Trump will preside in the House chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Invited by Nancy Pelosi.
Kind of a who's who Saturday night at the Virginia Theater as we watched 8 different acts and had CU's Got Talent. And Stella Yauss was a winner. She was the harpist singer that got the most
votes. A harpist that sang?
Yes.
Now that's an unusual combination.
Very nice.
All right. So were you other singers, jugglers? What did you have?
Yeah, mainly singers. A singer had a guitarist with them. We had some guy, Jake, from the Boat Drunks with his son, Jackson, who's 15.
Huh.
That was a great combination to do an Eagles song.
How was the crowd?
Really good.
Good.
And really into voting. You know, everything's on your phone these days. And when it came to the silent auction items, too, you could see on your phone if somebody's outbidding you and then take it up a notch. So
the auctioneer, no longer necessary.
Exactly.
Just go to your phone. Even the crowd voted.
Yes.
So it wasn't judging.
It was $5 for each vote.
Okay.
And so, and they had a great pianist, too. Eva Ballard did great. She had talked about her ragtime piano experience and go to some national competitions and things like that. But young little Ava, I believe, was her name, that did a dance, only 6 years old, an art in motion.
Oh, wonderful.
Prodigy.
Wonderful.
She was, like a contortionist. It was amazing how flexible she was. Aria Pape, Pap was her name. So, and the Uni High Fiddle Club was interesting. Not only violinists, but banjo players and a flutist in that group. So a nice variety. It was a really nice night.
Champaign West Rotary puts us on. This is the second year, I think,
yes,
in Virginia.
And helping Francis Nelson Health Center, our Daily Bread Soup Kitchen.
I bet they raised a lot of money on that, $5
exactly
a vote. And if you say, well, heck, I'm gonna give $300 anyway.
That's right.
You can vote a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool idea.
Family Services also being helped with that charity event. So thanks again, Champaign Rotary West.
Okay, we're going to talk about some Super Bowl commercials here in just a few moments. We talked to him on Friday. His name is Elliot Mann. He is an advertising analyst. We'll touch on that in just a moment. Again, the State of the Union is tomorrow night. I noticed where Rodney Davis has invited the fire chief of Taylorville. Jim Cruz, I believe, is his name. He was so incredible during the last the tornadoes that went through Taylorville, if you remember that, not that long ago. So I guess every senator and rep can invite one person to sit with them in the chamber or be in the chamber, which would be pretty cool just to be part of history to say I was there at a State of the Union address. And on we go when it comes to the wall, or can you not say the wall, but border security is what they're saying. But the deadline, the new deadline, is February 15, which is next week. And will they come to some sort of a deal? You're hearing Democrats say, well, there's a path there with border security and drones and sensors. The president clearly wants some sort of a wall. Will they get it, or will they go to a state of emergency, which will be bogged down in the courts for a while? Those are the things that I think I would be very surprised if they came to some sort of an agreement. But here's hoping. Tomorrow night, State of the Union will be, of course, on national television. Okay, what'd you see at the Super Bowl? Anything particular that jumped out at you when it comes to the Super Bowl ads? It's hard to get a bathroom break during the Super Bowl because I didn't want to miss the game, and I certainly didn't want to miss the commercials.
That's right.
Advertising expert Elliot Mann down in Dallas. Elliot, what'd you see? Anything that jumped to you?
You know, I think the notable things for me were this general sense of unity from a lot of the ads. We had the first responders ads from Verizon. We had Google backing veterans with John Krasinski. Even their IKEA ad about how the new Telluride is made in America. I think those were the most resonant ads. Not a whole lot of funny this year.
What happened to Doritos? They're usually, you can count on them to be finger-licking funny.
Yeah, I think that they blew their chance really early with actually Chance the Rapper and the Backstreet Boys making a comeback, so trying to reach there to a little bit of a nostalgia vibe.
The problem with that, Elliot, is I didn't know who these people were because I'm 900 years old, so you're missing the whole thing if you don't know who the person is.
You know, and that was the case for several of them. I know that at least three different ads had a slew of rappers, even the Pepsi ad with Cardi B and Lil Jon, who, you know, one of them is fairly new, the other one is maybe past his prime.
Uh-huh.
I think there was a lot of star power thrown in spite of the ad not being up to par.
Well, I like Steve Carell. So, I mean, when he was doing Pepsi.
Yep.
But my first reaction was distracted by the message because I said, man, he got gray.
Yep.
I mean, he's got
and
a beard. He's gray, man.
That's right.
So he needed to look like The Office or something else, but he was distracting me. But I like Steve Carell. I thought the Alexa was very good near the end.
Oh, yeah. The Harrison Ford was the perfect choice for that. And, you know, they've already recut that. There was a longer version earlier in the game, and then towards the end they re-aired it with just Harrison Ford's part. And I think that's probably going to be the longest running one out of the batch.
What happened to my Clydesdales? What happened to my Budweiser?
Not many animals.
What was the windmill thing and wind energy about? I didn't get it.
Yeah, I guess Budweiser is now made with wind power somehow. And, you know, I did appreciate the Clydesdales being back, but I thought that they could have been a little bit of a stronger presence in terms of beer ads. You know, you also had the dude in the Stella Artois ad. And also the Bud Light with the interesting Game of Thrones crossover.
Yeah, I didn't get that. And I also didn't get Turkish Airlines. Did that not feel like a horror movie?
Yeah, that was weird. And, you know, what's interesting is that was directed by Ridley Scott, who's so famous for that groundbreaking Apple 1984 ad. And essentially what they played was a trailer for a movie that, unless you really want to make the effort, you don't really understand the advertisement.
Well, I didn't want to fly them because I was afraid. How was that going to get me to book tickets on Turkish Airlines, which isn't really available in America anyway?
Yeah, that was definitely a miss. There was also a couple of other weird spots that I don't
Andy think Warhol? What was the Burger King? Was that, are you kidding me, the production?
I guess that was kind of a throwback.
I don't get that one. What was the Burger King about?
Yeah, that was actually a piece that Andy Warhol made in 1982. And I don't know that it was ever intended to be aired as a $5 million commercial during the Super Bowl, so it's definitely an interesting choice by Burger King.
Well, Andy Warhol died, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, I barely knew that.
And then
he's dipping his Burger King in a ketchup.
Right, it was a vintage Heinz 57 ketchup bottle.
$5 million? They didn't know it was for Heinz or Burger King.
Right.
Yeah, they spent zero on production. You know, they just pulled it out of the archive and blew it all. I think another weird one was the Mint Mobile with the chunky milk. I don't know what they were thinking there.
Yeah, I didn't get the chunky milk one either. I don't know. I was just waiting to be wowed, and honestly, I wasn't. I love the NFL 100-year thing, though. I thought that was very well done.
That was probably the highlight of all of the advertisements for me. You know, it had a really good feeling. It was fun. You had all of the players that everyone recognizes and loves, and I think the NFL having put that out for themselves is the smartest decision.
Yeah. What do you think goes into making that decision? Let's get in the Super Bowl. And you know the best of the best brains and minds in this industry do this. And then when we talk about how we didn't get them, that's just got to hurt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of it was mediated by people trying to be safe this year. A lot of the strategic safety, I think, backfired. And a lot of the ads were just bland because they weren't too strong in any direction.
Yeah. All right, Elliot, appreciate your insights onto this. Super Bowl 53 in the books. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks so much for having me.
You betcha. Advertising analyst Elliot Mayen, M-A-Y-E-N, down in Dallas.
Brian had texted in the death of Bud Knight. So, K-N-I-G-H-T.
No, I saw I saw those.
But Game of Thrones kind of feel
I
to
just
it.
I didn't get it.
Okay.
But there again, I'm aging out on some of this.
Well,
because
I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Well, I haven't either. The problem is that if you don't get it. But if you do, you do. But I don't know if you ought to do inside baseball when it comes to advertising. I think you need to get as many as you can. So if I don't know a rapper, I don't know what they're talking about. But a lot of people go, ooh, that's Chance the Rapper. I didn't know who Chance the Rapper was.
Right, right. Well, and see, I have some teenage girls who dance to hip-hop all the time, so they knew that in the room.
Okay.
So, but, yeah.
I didn't know who Travis Scott was, but I don't know why you get a guy that has to be blanked out during the halftime show.
There was a lot of bleeping.
Why in the world would you book somebody that needs bleep that many times?
Right.
That's just head shaker for me. You need to be kind of all-inclusive.
And I didn't know. I know Big Boy's an Atlanta rapper, and the song that he did that he has samples from, the Earth, Wind, and Fire song, I didn't know if Earth, Wind, and Fire was on stage with him or not.
I don't think so.
So, in any case.
Anyway, I did think Adam Levine has a good body.
Yes.
But a lot of tats.
And you know, there was some pushback about him taking off so many clothes.
He just had a shirt off.
I mean, essentially it was a costume, four costume changes on during the act.
Essentially was shirtless and very prominent wedding ring and lots of tattoos.
Right.
But I don't know. We got mixed reviews, I know, but sounded good to me.
Supposedly they were killing the Dilly Dilly campaign, thankfully, is Jason's comment on our text line.
Okay, maybe that was it.
Okay.
The Knight campaign.
Right.
King. I enjoy him. I think they're pretty funny. All right, here we go. Sports headlines.
Thank you for that insight. New England over the L.A. Rams 13-3. Julian Edelman, wide receiver with 10 catches for 141 yards. I mean, essentially, it wasn't a very big, powerful, offensive kind of game.
Nope.
In fact, I think the lowest scoring game in Super Bowl history, right?
13-3. It was no Super Bowl had ever had in 52 previous Super Bowls. Nobody had ever not scored a touchdown in the first three quarters.
Wow. So the sixth Super Bowl for the New England Patriots. Now they are tied with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But, you know, Tom Brady is over onto another hand on his Super Bowl rings, right?
All right. No, it's one for the thumb on the other hand.
And a lot of compliments about Tom Brady after the game with some of the post-game interviews, not only about him being a good player and well thought out and smart, but a good dad, too.
Well,
I like to hear
one
that.
One of his kiddos in his arms and he's doing the post-game interview.
That's great.
On the stage. But no, he's again, 41. All year they said the Patriots aren't as good. The Patriots aren't as good. Well,
right.
The Patriots just won the Super Bowl again.
That's right. And actually, in some of Tom's interviews, he was saying this is a gift to New England Patriots fans. We sort of didn't expect to get here this year,
right.
And we're just happy to be here. So I thought he was on the humble side, too. I mean, anyway. They went up a little bit of a notch, but again, I think the whole nation is kind of getting Patriots fatigue.
Well, it's a phenomenal run. I mean,
sure.
It's just very difficult to dominate like this in that stage. It's amazing what the Patriots have been able to do.
Big Ten basketball yesterday, Purdue over Minnesota 73-63. In case you missed it, we beat Nebraska 74-61 on Saturday. And next up for us tomorrow, Michigan State. We'll have some tickets to give away here on ESPN 93.5. The ladies are in action against Maryland tonight. Yesterday, Duke beat our Illini women's tennis team. And Indiana Pacers are at New Orleans tonight. Another trending topic is Ricky Fowler on top of the leaderboard in the PGA Tour.
And if you follow golf, you know what happened there, because that was remarkable that Ricky lost a 5-shot lead on the back nine and still won. He fell behind Brandon Grace, and Ricky still won. At sports, let's check your weather. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Overcast and breezy. Winds from the south up to 30 miles per hour. We've got a high 67 expected today, and then 24 our low tonight. Chance of showers at 60% before 2. We've got a high of 39 tomorrow, down to 37. Temperatures not fluctuating much. A 90% chance of rain Tuesday night. 60% shot at showers. High 48 Wednesday. 63. The high on Thursday with an 80% chance of rain. Friday's high with the sunshine, 23.
Wow. Okay.
That's all right.
The place. It's February. We are 24 days till March.
That's right. 50 now on ESPN 93.5.
When do we spring ahead? That's probably not that far away, where we'll lose the hour of sleep but gain the hour of daylight. Congress made that switch to where it's a lot narrower than it used to be. And we can get that going on before we know it. Okay,
daylight savings time is March 10th.
Wow, not that far away. Month away. Okay, Kelly's Accounting.
Yes.
They can do all your stuff.
I'm telling you, when it comes to taxes, individual, corporate, partnership, trust, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services in Monticello, kellysaccounting.com.
I'm Ginny Cosolo with your Fox Business Network tax tip. No more exemptions for kids after this.
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
The new tax law doubles the standard deduction, but eliminates the exemption for you and your kids. It's a break for some parents.
One kid, no kids, they'll be better.
CPA Fred Slater of MS 1040 says it is a big change.
It was over $3,000 a year that you got for each exemption, so a family of four was getting basically over $12,000.
Slater says if you have a bunch of kids, that exemption is gone.
You have a large enough family, your taxes are actually probably going to go up.
You also lose the exemption for taking care of an elderly parent. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
That's Harry's.com, code 1616. Enjoy.
Yeah, I've thought about ordering Harry's.
I know.
Get that razor.
The luxury shaving.
Well, I'm telling you, when a guy has a bad razor, it's an adventure out there, because it just hurts when you try and shave with a razor that's not real sharp.
Okay.
And, boy, you go to the store, you ever try to buy razors, the good ones? You get the little kind with, like, the flexible head and all that. You get, like, 12 razors for $45. It's like, what?
Wow.
That's a lot of money. Okay. Text in 359-2255.
Tim says, we may not be fans, but we are lucky to be able to live through this moment because Tom Brady is giving us the standard for all others to chase from now on.
And let's just keep another thing in mind. When Tom Brady was drafted out of the... Anybody know where Tom Brady went to college? Anybody? Anybody?
No.
Michigan.
Is that right?
He played against us at Michigan, but he wasn't outstanding.
Michigan.
He was so average, Tom Brady wasn't even chosen in the NFL draft. He was picked number 199.
Really?
In the sixth round.
Interesting back backstory.
And then he goes and meets Bill Belichick, and the rest is history.
Something clicks about Belichick and Brady.
Well, and it just got him in the right system, and then Tom Brady got a lot better. But, yeah, I mean, it's remarkable about all this tout and hype and all the hype for the number one pick and all this stuff. Tom Brady was 199.
Larry's saying it's okay. Dollar Shave Club is better. Andy
saying,
now,
wait a minute. Has he done Harry's?
I don't know.
Dollar Shave Club is better. Now, why would you say that?
I don't know.
Explain.
So Andy is saying enough talk about football. Bring on the baseball. And then he has baseball. The floor is yours. A nice picture.
Let's go. Let's see. It's the fourth 9 days. Till the St. Louis Cardinals report to Jupiter, Florida.
I think
the Cubbies in Mesa is also February 12 or 13. So baseball is upon us. You know, the baseball starts March 28. It's earlier. It used to be April.
I know.
Now it's March 28. We are, by the way, working on a Cub Cardinal bus trip for June 2.
Okay.
Well, it's first to say it's going to be a Saturday or Sunday, I think it's going to be Sunday 1:15.
We like the day games.
We are working on getting and securing tickets, and I think I'm going to buy the all-inclusive tickets as well. So if you want to go there and pay more,
ooh,
all your food and drink will be covered.
In the suite.
I'm talking UMB Club, which
nice.
I've been to, and it's everything.
Okay.
Everything all game.
All righty.
With TVs, it's lovely. But it's a lot more money.
Uh-huh.
I'll buy like 20 of those so people that want those can buy the UMB Club, because you're up there for Cubs Cardinals. You don't have to worry about paying $20 for nachos and some drinks.
Okay, here we got, it's hockey season, you monsters. And then Larry says, Harry's feels cheaper and the razors don't last as long.
Gotcha. Okay. Harry's feels cheaper?
Right.
Okay, see, this is the Shave Club thing I need help with, because I don't know which one to go with.
Right, and Larry's saying Dollar Shave Club is
better. Is better? Mm-hmm. Okay, good tip. And who said, who's hockey?
Tim.
Oh, I can't see the puck, Tim. I can't see the puck. So maybe if hockey can figure out how Stevie J, the old guy, can see the puck, I'd like it more. I do like watching, but I have no idea where the puck is. Okay, it's, 5 till. We're going to break for the news. Be right back. Feel free to text him, 359-2255. It is Monday, February 4th. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J, the Fox News and local news just ahead.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.